It's a very sad day here at Fridays with Ian. Ian forgot something really near and dear to his heart today. It's kind of been tearing him up inside, so he's got to go. He's got to go do something. But Ian, what'd you forget?
My sweater vest. I forgot to put it on. But the only reason why I'm sad is because it's pouring outside.
Yeah.
And I planned on being in here, this area of Patrick Henry, all day. And not going outside, really, because I'm contemplating skipping class.
What class?
PR and sport.
Where
we
is
had
that?
A test, hail.
Wait, if you have a test?
No, we had a test Wednesday.
I was like, if you have a test.
And he said, I probably won't give them back on Friday.
See, that's why I always do my skips. I'm like, if this is like a day where I know I'm not going to do anything, like, that's fine.
This
like,
would be my third.
How many are you going to miss?
I don't know, probably like 7.
Oh, skip class. Like, for media arts class, you can only miss 2, so I skipped my Samsung class. I was like, this is like the one time something's not going to be due. Like, I'm gonna skip this one.
This is my only true second skip, because it was Nashville.
Oh, so
I missed the first one, yeah, or the second one.
Yeah. I forgot I still have I have 2 presentations I have to do for New York, which I have not started, and I realize that's in like less than 2 weeks. So I should probably do that.
That's crazy.
But how was everybody's Friday going?
I had a hard time getting up this morning.
Yeah, me too. I really did not want to get up.
That's one reason why I left my sweater vest in my room.
Yeah. Jim, how are you?
Good.
Jim had an emotional day that was his own fault.
Yeah. So I took my dog to the kennel because I didn't want to watch him this weekend. Because, like, he's
so evil.
Well, no.
I don't want to watch him.
No. He's a little rambunctious right now because he's, like, just on that 1 year mark. So he's still, like, I'm just kind of, like, I'm tired. I need a weekend off. So I was, like, well, the kennel's fine. Like, I'll take him to the kennel. And then he's, like, guilting me the whole ride there, like, looking at me, like, pawing me. I'm, like, all right, we're fine. And then as soon as he gets there, there's a Rottweiler there, and he's like, oh, bye. I was like, all right, bye.
I don't need you. I have friends.
Yeah, so, you know, it was fine.
How are you, Jocelyn?
I'm getting Arby's, so I'm fantastic.
Okay. They have the meats.
All right, speaking, I'm going to segue this into I decided with Ian yesterday, I want to talk about underrated Romo's foods.
Okay.
Because
soft pretzels.
Yes, Jocelyn likes the soft pretzels. Found that out after we played basketball. Jocelyn really likes the soft pretzels. But yeah, the After 5 menu is definitely, I always forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this new thing. They used to have those, like, they still have those, like, TGI Fridays wings.
Oh, yeah.
But I never liked those because they were, like, a little too spicy. But they have these, like, crispy ones now. They're hot and spicy. And they're less spicy. And because I live in an apartment, I have an oven, so I cook them in there. And they get so crispy. And they're so good, and they are my new favorite thing.
That sounds really good.
I don't really eat anything at Romo's other than the sandwiches. So.
What's your favorite sandwich? Do you make your own?
No, I get the what is it? The one with the Southwest sauce or whatever.
Guacamole.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good one.
All right, new game. If you're making your own, you're at Romo's, you're making your own sandwich. What are you getting? Go.
Hoagie roll, bacon, and probably turkey. Peppercorn mayo.
No cheese?
Probably provolone or cheddar.
What's your side?
Chips, probably. Sometimes I go for pretzels.
I like the peppercorn mayo. It's underrated.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
I'm getting a croissant because I like those. Those are cool on any sandwich. Get one of those the one meat.
Wow, that's
capicola.
I love capicola.
Capicola,
like capicola.
And with some bacon, American cheese, and tomato.
What'd you say?
Probably nothing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to leave off the lettuce.
Oh, and mayonnaise. Have that mayonnaise.
Jocelyn, what are you getting?
Ham and provolone on multigrain with Southwest and banana peppers.
Wow, it's like you ordered this before.
All right, see, I get multigrain bread, and I do capicola, bacon, pepper jack cheese, toasted, and then it comes out, and I get onions and either peppercorn mayo or garlic mayo. It depends on my day.
Oh, they have garlic mayo?
They do.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. And then I get a side of chips with a side of Southwest sauce.
Nice. Chips and Southwest. Oh, so good.
The Southwest is too spicy for me, though.
I love it.
I love spicy stuff.
At the end of last semester, they were selling it in bottles, and I meant to buy
one,
and then I never did. Yeah. I was like, I want this for the summer.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it was so good.
Hey.
I drink it.
Hey guys.
Hey.
You know what's weird? I can't get my hands around or my mind around right now.
Huh.
This is the end of week 7 of the semester already.
Oh no, this is almost done.
We're halfway through because second half starts like spring break.
Oh, I still have to do my reading assignments.
March 3rd.
Yeah,
this is the last stretch.
That's crazy.
See, what are we going to do next semester? Like, we can't have Fridays with Ian. We gotta have Fridays
with...
Oh, it's
a fit. Yeah, I mean, I'm eligible to graduate now, so...
Can we just phone
you
in every Friday?
What was that?
They had to move stuff on my check sheet.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, Ian can just be on. Like, if he doesn't have a job, he can just come on.
He's
going to
come on every Friday.
He can just come on every Friday.
Please.
I don't know what we're going to do. We should just, like, find... What if there's a freshman maybe, and we can find him?
We'll find someone.
I triggered a thought. I gotta ask about. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Irrelevant?
Yeah, irrelevant.
Question
but,
mark.
Question. Yeah.
Alright. So, we got hockey today. We didn't really think this through. We didn't think this one through. We always come in here with a plan.
Oh, no. Okay. Favorite Romo's worker?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Robin.
I like Robin. Robin or Deb? You like Donna, you said.
Yeah.
Right? Donna always wants you to get bacon on everything.
Yeah, she always wants bacon on everything. It's awesome.
I like the manager.
I like...
Oh.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of. She's nice. I like
no,
her.
No, the guy with the beard. I don't know.
No, I
like him because, like, the one time I was there and he was, like, cracking jokes. I'm like, oh, he's, like, loose.
Yeah, there's a few.
See,
like.
My favorite used to be,
I think he gets pissy like at the end of the night, like if you come in like it's 11:50
or
whatever, and he's like really.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, but like as a worker, I would be kind of mad too. So,
mine used to be it used to be Steve.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had a thought in my head. It's gone now. Oh, mine used to be his name's Zach Newsock, but only because he also worked with me football team. He was the grad assistant. He was like the grad intern. But like I would be paid him.
I like
he also worked at Roma's.
Oh, right.
So naturally, I guess he's my favorite.
I like the morning and afternoon crew.
I feel like Robin just gets my caffeine addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So.
See, I used to always get I'd get coffee with chocolate flavor here. But I still do that sometimes. One time I rolled in, and I was like, "Can I have French caramel latte?" And she was like, "What? Like, what do you mean you want a French caramel latte?" I was like, "Robin, I'm mixing it up." She was like, "Okay." Because every time I'd go in and be like, can I have coffee with chocolate flavor? Everyone would be like, do you want a mocha? And Robin would turn around and be like, no, she doesn't want a mocha. I got it. And I was like,
so wait, what did you, just get like
coffee
with chocolate syrup?
Yeah, instead of like creamer. And I get it, but like it's not that bad. And it literally tastes like chocolate milk.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
All right. Sounds good, actually.
But like, I need espresso.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get vanilla lattes with an extra shot of espresso, usually.
I've actually never gotten.
I'm trying to not get extra shots because I'm doing my whole like trying to drink less coffee during Lent thing. It's hard.
Good luck with that.
I didn't give anything up for Lent, but
I'm so glad I'm not religious.
Or some being Presbyterian.
I'm not like I don't follow.
Okay, question.
Oh.
New question. So whatever you give up on for Lent, no, this is Lent related.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you give up for Lent.
Okay.
Do you allow yourself to have it on Sunday?
Some people do. It's really up
to
your
discretion. I don't get
the
point of it, then. Because I could literally give
up.
It's
like a cheat day.
I can
literally
give up something and
I
go the
that.
Full, like, I'm fully committed. Because I can literally
that's
wait
like,
a week
I've
to
heard
eat
people,
it or
like, that's
have
whole,
it on
see,
Sunday.
But here's the whole thing about Lent. Like, you literally can do whatever you want. Like, I could be like, I want to give up chocolate on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
It's all up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
That I just, yeah, I mean,
I think
you just go full send.
Full send. Ian's going full send.
I mean, I never give up anything because it's a Catholic thing, but
I've always done that.
Yeah.
When I was younger, it would be like my whole family would give up like candy or something.
Yeah.
But like, since I don't like fish, my mom and dad would let me eat chicken on Fridays. So now
I love
it.
Nice.
I kind of forget.
There's a. Me and Mike Evans said we're gonna do a tour of churches and find the best fish fry.
Yeah, man.
Actually, that's
great.
A thing. Like that.
Yeah.
Like
I
know.
I think we should
I know
do. Mine has a pretty bomb.
The radio stations do that. Like,
yeah.
Our fire
yeah.
all changed.
The one in Moon's not bad.
It's pretty good,
isn't it?
Oh, there's one in There's one in Coriopolis.
Yeah.
We need to go there.
Yeah. No, they're not bad. There's a. What was it? I was telling my friend. I was like, "Yeah, me and my friend Mike were really sad because we got leftover B-dubs and we were waiting till midnight on Friday to be able to eat it." And she was like, "Oh, you know what? You come home. We'll like go out to eat for fish." She's like, "Bring your friend Mike." I was like,
aww.
"Okay." I was telling Sam, and he was like, "Can I come?" I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah. You can still come, but like, my parents don't take Mike Evans out to dinner."
That's so funny. I love this movie.
So let's go into the sports world a little bit.
Sports world.
Sports.
So honestly,
Bob
so,
Nutting says he needs like, wait, what did he say? Wait.
Says a lot of things.
No, wait.
But we gave our ratings 2 weeks ago in sports.
Oh,
yeah.
He
think,
needs a winning culture. That
and
was
I
it.
Think we should come back to this and see if we want to regrade the Pirates.
After this latest
because
move?
Because the latest move... For what we got, for what we gave, and what we got in return.
Yeah.
Excellent job. This guy is...
He's an all-star.
He's fast. He was an all-star last season.
How old is he?
282. He's younger. He ate 280. I don't know his age. He ate 282. 27 home runs. Like a few... 33 doubles. A few triples. Like, the guy is... He's going to be good in the outfield, and he's going to be good at the plate, but another thing is he's the new center fielder, so they're not even putting Marte in center field, which I'm okay with. But I seriously think that if Corey Dickerson and the rest of the, I still think we have the best outfield in the league. But I really think Marte is going to have a great year. I think you know what happened last year. I think he really knows he has to perform well, and I think mentally that's going to be great for him. And I think Polanco is going to overcome his you know difficulties last season. He's a mental case at times, but like he's like he psychologically psychs himself out. I think, yeah, I think my C+ is going near a B- right now.
Oh, wow.
I honestly think. I mean. If they can pull off a couple more moves, because right now is the start of spring training. Games start soon, maybe this weekend or so. But the teams figure out who they want. They see who they have and everything. And then I like to think a few trades come about. Be so, hey, yeah, we don't need this guy anymore. Who wants some stuff like that? I mean, I really think.
Yeah.
I really think the Pirates have a chance.
I was surprised they made that move, actually.
It's their bullpen that
was nice.
Yeah, because they gave up Daniel Hudson. Who cares? They gave up cash considerations, and they gave up a minor leaguer.
Like, usually that's us on the other table, where we're usually the ones giving up, like, oh, like, all
yeah.
these good players for crappy for minor league guys. And it's nice to take advantage.
Also, you guys probably didn't know this. I didn't really notice until I saw Logan's thing on Facebook and Twitter that the one player... That we were, hey, there's Logan. The one player that we were attempting to get in the Garrett Cole trade from the Astros has been suspended for illegal drug use.
Oh, that's
or for illegal
wow.
substance. So,
God,
like, that was that, yeah, good thing we didn't get him because we would have been, that trade would have been even worse because the player we got would have been suspended. So, that is, you know, that kind of makes the trade a little easier to the handle because. You know that we don't have to deal with that player anymore, but it's the bullpen. It's the bullpen. Besides Felipe Rivera, I don't know who else is gonna perform in that bullpen, and he's the closer. So like, I don't know who's gonna go 5 through 8 if we need him. I don't know who the long guy's gonna be. Typically, that was Daniel Hudson at times, but in starting rotation, when you have Ivan Nova as your number 2 guy right now, we're gonna have problems. You have Garrett, you have Chad Cool, who's the fifth guy, good fifth guy. You have Tyon, who's going to be the number 1. And if they, you know, you have Steven Brault, he'll probably be from the lineup, from the rotation to the bullpen. He's a good long relief man in the pen. And you have Glasnow, who is a mental case as well, because that guy will literally pitch perfect in AAA, come up to the minors and he won't hit his spots, or come up to the big leagues and won't hit his spots.
Ah.
And he's a wild man. Like he can't hit Cervelli's glove to save his life.
Maybe he needs some glasses.
And he had a lot of potential.
You told
a lot of potential, and it's sad to not see him perform. But if he performs well, I mean, in Tyon, but you know, unfortunately last year, you know, he had, you know, his medical situation come about midway in May of the season, so you know that put him out a few weeks, and that just totally messes up your form and everything. So luckily, hopefully he can be a solid number 1 guy. But after that, I think offensively and defensively, I think we're we're in better shape than I think a lot of people, because honestly, you replace Kutch's number. You literally got a, in Corey Dickerson, in my opinion, you got a guy who replaced McCutcheon's numbers.
Okay.
And you probably got a better defensive player. My biggest thing was Kutch was he was just here so long and
he was a leader.
Yeah, and he was the leader. He was the guy. He was the face of the franchise, and that was my biggest thing about that trade. But and who we got, but you kind of replaced his numbers in a way. 27 home runs. Kutch was never there. He could get like 24 or so. 282. Kutch was finished at 271. You know, Kutch, you know, he's a fast guy. Corey Dickerson's a fast guy. So I truly believe that this team, you're not going to win a World Series. You're not going to go probably past the wild card game. I can seriously see us contend and finish with a winning record.
All right.
As all the two girls on the show were on their
phones. I like baseball,
like,
but I don't know.
I heard all of this from Sam yesterday. I heard this talk.
Wait, Sam and I agree on something?
No, he was talking about.
She goes, no.
Well, I don't know.
No, he was talking
about the All-Star player.
I agree with Sam mostly on stuff. It's Logan that we always get in.
Heated arguments.
I usually just stay out of those a lot of times because I don't always know as much as they do in terms of certain stuff, and I'm always afraid of making a stupid comment.
Mm-hmm.
And Logan's like not like Logan will say whatever he did.
Yeah.
It just turns into a big thing.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Man.
What is this from?
Starstruck?
You didn't know that?
All right, should we take a break?
Yeah,
let's take a break.
I feel like I just talked a lot.
It's all right.
Andy's a minute.
It is your show.
Yeah.
It is your show.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm so tired.
Dude, I actually went to bed at 1. I was so tired last night.
I was
going
to, like,
check my... Actually, wait, no, it was, like, 1:30, because then I stayed up and punched
the rack. And, like, talked to B-Dubs for, like, a half an hour after we ate.
That's cute.
That's a fun time, though. Like,
does anybody know why they throw Winnie the Poohs on the ice?
For
what? Figure skating?
No.
I mean, they just throw stuffed animals in general.
Yeah, no, it's...
A lot of them are Winnie the Poohs.
So are you sure? Like,
because
I thought it was a lot of it was, like...
Last night were some other things, but...
I don't know, I didn't watch it last night. I was hanging out with Bruno and then I went home and watched Parks and Rec. I want them to do a crossover between Parks and Rec and The Office because I think Michael and Leslie would be ridiculous. What?
It's a little late for a crossover.
Shut up. Just hear me out. That'd be great. They should do a reunion, but I think that'd be great.
Kathy emailed us and said that they're taking away paper checks, but she said if you'd like to expedite the process, stop in at the career center, but like if I don't go, or they're just going to do it for me.
That's what it sounds like.
I think so, yeah, unless you just want it done faster. I don't think I ever signed up for the deposit. I think the football team just like put me on it. But so then I'd get like my.
Well, how did they do that if you didn't give them your bank account?
I think I did, like when I was filling out the form, but I didn't think it was for direct deposit. I think they just like did it. But, like, it's fine.
I love
like,
direct deposit.
Yeah.
I know, like I never like see. I'm always that person that was like, no, I want to have like the actual check, like to make sure, like, but like then they did it, and I was like, I mean, I don't care enough. Like,
I found
like,
my
want the actual check.
Paycheck
yeah.
Since January. Still, I have never cashed it. I'm really bad at that.
Well, there's like 170 days. Like, if you don't do within like so many days, like,
I thought
yeah.
You had a whole,
it's like 3 months or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like 3 months to cash
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Not like, after that, it's like, yeah, you either need to get a cut a new one.
Yeah.
You can get a new one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it too.
Because I had like one from September from work. I never cashed by accident. And then it was only for $20. Yes.
Ian, I got a dilemma. Do I get NBA or do I get 2K?
What do you mean? 2K. What do you mean, NBA Live?
Yeah. But I've had issues with 2K where the game freezes, doesn't load, and...
Well, Walker loves 2K.
No, but is NBA easier? Like, I don't know. See, because on NBA, on Xbox, it's like $5 now, and it's like, it's totally worth it. Yeah, but I don't want to download it because, like, on my Xbox, for some reason, every time I download it, there's always an issue.
You know what I've saved it up for?
What?
Show. That comes out
I'm so pissed.
Mid-March.
Why? Like, I want to trade my Xbox.
That's
in.
Honestly why
I
people
trade
only
my,
have PlayStation.
Right, because I love the show. I want to trade my Xbox
year,
with all of its games just so I can get a PS4 or a PS4 and then get the show. But then I'd want to get like Madden. Actually, I really want to get
the creators quote this year for the show is you got to think it's a worldwide broadcast. Like they really.
I was watching on Spotify and like the next thing to show was an
NSYNC.
I'm gonna get
I have so many games on my console right now that it would be like I'd be losing
you
money.
You can't turn up because earlier your console.
Right, and that's where I kind of cut.
What was our PlayStation 4s?
I don't know. I could probably like if I traded in my Xbox.
Like
if I traded in my Xbox, it'd probably be like a fair trade. And then with the games, I could probably get the games for games.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if I could do that. I'm calling. Like I wonder if I could trade in the game. Like hey, I've NASCAR 2. Can I trade in for a PS version of that?
What version is this?
It's called Anthem Lights. They sing medleys. This is an NSYNC medley.
They also do the match. Dude, I'm so excited. Saturday, all I'm doing is watching NASCAR.
You up here Sunday?
No, I'm in Carnegie Sunday. Filming.
When's Mike gonna film that,
I don't know, man.
Hi, David! What's
up?
How's our army lives?
Everything's all set up.
That's good. Bye. What time are we starting today?
Showtime says 6:30. Fucked up 7:05, so 6:30.
There's like a normal.
Do you want a normal chair?
No, I'm gonna be here for like 10 seconds. Who called Paula? We can make it at 5:30.
I'm probably just gonna sit out.
Yeah.
It's probably the important things.
This is a weird version, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, all the people in this video are beautiful.
Do not touch knobs.
Yeah, I touch the knobs anyways.
I touch the knobs.
I know what the knobs
yeah,
actually
no,
do.
Like, you know.
I know what the knobs do. I know my knobs. Yes.
What are you guys talking about this week?
Talk about Romans. Talk about the Pirates.
I'm getting
what
were
we
talking
about when we come back?
Oh yeah, what are
yeah,
we? What
are
we
talking about when we come back?
I don't know. I'm not about you. Olympics.
Well, that's the end.
We're talking about the end of the Olympics and how we.
Ooh, let's talk about
Canada.
The Russian that curler got caught doping.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
Why would you do it for curling?
Right. I mean,
like I could be like 500 pounds and be like a pro curler. Maybe not pro, but like I could do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. I told my uncle, I'm like, all right, when I join this curling club, like. I'm gonna be in the Olympics. Like that's the only reason I'm
no,
joining.
No, there was
this
a girl.
Because, like, it's the only way I'm getting to the Olympics.
See, there was a woman from Nigeria. The woman from Nigeria that was doing skeleton. She'd only been doing it for 4 months.
Right. Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Seven seasons.
That's nuts. Skeleton? That's like suicidal. I'm sorry.
See, I'd rather
was,
do,
like,
I'd rather
this
do
is
skeleton than luge. Because like luge, I wouldn't want to be on my back. I'd want to be on my stomach seeing what's coming at me.
Yeah, I'd rather be on my stomach.
Oh, no, definitely on my back. No.
Why? Let's talk about that.
I feel like you see more.
I don't want to see
head.
More.
One moment, please.
Oh,
please.
All right, so me and Jim are having a debate. Luge for the Olympics. Are you okay? I missed my ear. Okay,
I'm good.
So luge for the Olympics is when you're on your back sledding down really fast. And skeleton is when you're on your stomach. I said I'd rather be on my stomach. Jocelyn said you'd rather be on her stomach too. Like you can
so
see
you
what's
crash
coming
head
at you.
First and break your neck.
Right, yeah.
But I feel like, because like if
you're
I'm laying up, I can't see what's coming
no,
at
not.
Me.
No, that's not necessarily.
Okay, nobody's died this year. knock on wood, literally. But... I'd rather be able to like see what's coming so I can try and prevent it. I can't see what's coming at me if I'm looking up.
You would just have to sense it. It'd be like your sixth sense.
That's
I barely have five.
No.
Checkmate,
Jim. No. All right.
What's your move?
My move is you won't die if you do run in or hit something.
Okay, but I could roll off if I needed to.
Yeah, but
I'd get injured, but I wouldn't die.
I don't know. I think the probability
it's getting
of
so dark.
I think the probability of you getting either paralyzed or you're breaking your neck or dying is a lot higher if you're going head first.
One woman, a woman from the U.S. that was doing Lou. She had a horrible crash.
Oh, that.
And then and then after that, she went and did an interview with NBC, and they were like, "You just like had that like." Are you okay? Like, why did you still come down here to do an interview? And she was like, I didn't want that to be, like, the last image you guys saw of me from the Olympics. She's like, I wanted, like, me being fine to be the last image you saw from the Olympics. And then she came out, and they were like, she has no broken bones, no fractures.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And everyone is shocked.
truthfully, that whole, like, skeleton loose kind of thing is like I wouldn't be doing that at all.
Yeah,
like
terrifying.
It's terrifying because you're going like 60
honestly,
miles an
hour. Honestly,
I'd
love to do it. I think it'd be super fun.
I'd do it. You're going as fast as you are on the parkway, like down a hill.
I don't go that fast on the parkway. But when we went to Hidden Valley, there's this huge hill from like all the cabins down to like where you go to like get the shuttle to go ski or snowboard. And one time the sidewalk for the whole way down was completely frozen sheet of ice with like giant mounds of snow on either side from when they shoveled. So we just sled all the way down and it was so much fun. But then you'd have to walk all the way back up, which sucks.
Have you guys ever gone like snow tubing?
Yeah. Carrie gave me and Sam passes to go snow tubing.
At night.
Yeah.
When it's all frozen.
It's dope.
It's
a little
scary at
you
times. Because you.
I'll cut it out.
Because you go down. Fast.
I'll cut it out. It's fine. I'll cut it out. I don't talk about it.
I'll fix it in
post. I've gone 3 years with not doing that.
Fix it in post.
I'll fix it in post.
Fix it in post. You literally fly down. It's awesome.
That was a good catch. I don't think anyone heard it.
I didn't really catch on to it until you.
Yeah, Ian was talking.
Yeah,
until
you were like,
wow.
All right, I'm not going to bother.
That
was rough, though.
Is this the Biebs?
Yeah, young Biebs.
There was a show I loved. It was called Hot in Cleveland, and Betty White was on it.
my grandmother liked that
freaking
show.
Freaking love Hot in Cleveland. But there was one episode where Joe Jonas guest starred as one of the lady's sons, and Betty White gave him, like, her iPod to go run. No, it was her Walkman. And he came back, and he was like, thanks for letting me borrow your Walkman. Like, really surprised with the amount of Justin Bieber on here, though. And she just goes, I love her. I was like, oh my god. So I thought later, I was like, was that ad-libbed? I was like, I really hope she just threw that in there.
That would have been great if it was.
They did two live episodes of the show too, to see what happened, and none of them could hold character. It was so
That's
funny.
Awesome.
Like, the one lady would just like run over to the window every time she had to laugh.
That's like the fun thing about doing like SNL, like you see them crack up.
I mean, like Weekend Update, they just crack.
Especially with Stefan when he comes on.
That's why he does that.
Yeah, because he...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
They had a close-up of him doing this one time, and they went back, and Seth Meyers just had his head down. He was like, I can't take
crack.
It. Like, it's funny, because I'm
it's
like, how can you not laugh? Like,
yeah.
You got, like, this is hilarious.
My favorite one, I love the James Harrison Super Bowl one. That was funny.
Yeah.
Now,
SNL has never been
like oxygen tank. But then when they teach the class about drugs, and they're like... So what do you do if a fan comes up and says, we got candy, and they go get the candy?
No, there was one. They did who's the guy that plays Trump on the show?
Baldwin.
Yeah, they did one of him. They were pretending he was, like, he was, like, already, like, campaigning for 2020. And they were like, I'd like to thank everyone, the producers that found the one black guy on the street and placed him directly behind me. So then the entire time he used to be like, yo, I got you. I got you. And then he'd look over the side and be like, and then he had two signs. He held the first one. It just said, blacks for whites. And he was like, yeah. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he was like, they held another sign. Just said, cash for gold.
It's the best part of the song.
Little Jaden Smith.
Yeah, JB song with me. That's the favorite part.
What's going on?
That's my favorite part.
Did you ever see the Justin Bieber's Never Say Never movie.
Yeah. Could you not see it?
You're right.
I didn't see it.
Oh,
I've totally lived my life fine.
No.
Fun fact.
You think. That's what you think.
Did you know that Alec Baldwin didn't want to play Trump right away?
Yeah, I heard that.
Many,
yeah.
Many,
well, you see, in China,
and
they...
He's like, you know what? Who cares? I'm doing
it.
I need the money.
In China, they for a newspaper, they accidentally used a picture of Alec Baldwin playing Trump.
That's
on
awesome.
Yep.
That's
instead
awesome.
Instead of a picture of Trump.
But
that's
it's
awesome.
Trump.
They made
his brothers,
so...
his brothers, like, hate him.
Wait,
like,
who's the woman that plays Hillary Clinton?
I don't remember her name.
But they did one skit where she... It was right after she lost the election. And it was just her sitting in the bar, and she was like, hey, bar, like, I'm going to need another one. It's a really rough day. And Hillary Clinton was playing the bartender.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love
so
that.
They just kept making so many jokes. And then they just, like, sang a really, like, crappy song. But it was so funny. It was, like, the fact that, like, you just, like, were like, all right, I lost. I'm going on SNL.
I also like the Family Feuds, because he plays a great Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And it went to Justin Timberlake.
That's the dude
Fallon.
That they had me the Cash for Gold guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Timberlake and Fallon just, like, cracked. It was hilarious. It was the NBC crew versus CBS crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Fallon was Jim Parsons. He was a lead. He was like, bussing guy. He was like, bussing
guy. I like when Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyer will come to a weekend update.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see
yeah.
The hashtag one's good? And they're like, hashtag everything. And the guy comes in and is like, shut up.
Mm.
Or he says something else, but like, pretty sure he's swears. Best friends are always good on
their
shows.
Justice.
Victoria Justice is...
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
I went home last night, or last weekend.
Oh, really? Did you?
Last weekend, and we have Teen Nick.
Proud of you.
And I turned on Teen Nick, and I
of
watched...
Of course. I forgot about
Teen
Nick.
One of the later episodes of iCarly, when it was when Sam and Freddie were dating.
Yeah.
Oh, those are weird.
That was a weird time. They're probably like, all right, the show's ending. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Like, they're all going to think they're going to get together. Let's plot twist.
Man, when she's on the plane and she goes, this has been iCarly, and the show just ends. Oh, man, that was a tearjerker right there. Hey, Jim, you didn't grow up with the show, okay?
I liked...
Yeah, but I grew up with Hannah Montana.
That show, I didn't like that show at first.
I loved it.
I love Hannah Montana.
I
was okay.
My
then they moved to the ranch, and I was so thrown off.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
I liked...
Then Miley Cyrus released nudes, and it was scandalous, and it wasn't even actual nudes.
Yeah.
But that was such a big scandal back then.
I liked the, what is that? The Suit Life on Deck.
Yeah.
I didn't really like
that deck.
I
like
that.
Oh,
it was good.
I like that one better than...
Debbie
than...
Ryan Slade. She's, like, really pretty now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
I follow her Instagram.
I follow Zendaya. I'm obsessed with Zendaya. She's... I,
have I didn't realize Zendaya was still on Disney Channel. And then she put on Twitter, it was like a picture. She was like, this is my last episode.
Wasn't
was
she
like,
in that Aleka, the Bee movie?
It was called Akilah and the Bee. No,
yeah.
That was Kiki Palmer. Yeah.
I don't know.
That was Kiki
I
Palmer.
Kiki
Palmer also then went on to do True Jackson VP.
Yeah.
Kiki Palmer was also in The Long Shots, where she played the girl quarterback, and it was super cool.
I'm a new VP.
Wow, you really
like...
I love Kiki Palmer.
I like Madison Pettis.
Madison Pettis... Oh, follow her Instagram, too.
What has Zendaya been in, then?
Zendaya, she was in... They did Shake It Up, and then Bella Thorne went all crazy.
Yeah.
But she's still hot. But she did a show called, I think it was called Casey Undercover. She put it on
Twitter.
Oh,
okay.
And she was like,
okay.
This is my last episode, like, on Disney Channel. And I was like, I thought you would, like, move on, because, like, you're just in everything now. Like, she was in The Greatest Showman. Like, I didn't realize she was still on Disney Channel.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was getting her confused with
Kiki
Palmer.
Palmer is, she still slays.
Yeah.
She did Grease.
He's such a dream. He's such a dream. He's a punk rock drummer, and he's 6'3". How could he not be?
Dean Kissed. It's Nick Miller. When Nick comes, can we ask him if he's a punk rock drummer?
Yes.
They're just dancing in the pizza shop. What a music video. That's good. You know, that's my new career aspiration. I want to make Nickelodeon and Disney Channel music videos.
That'd be awesome.
They're definitely very low budget.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, that's fine.
That's fine. I'll film.
The kids don't care.
I want to be a background dancer. You know what's weird? As soon as you raise your hands, they raise their hands in the video.
Oh, really? Oh.
I was like, sure you haven't seen this show?
No, before? I haven't. I promise.
Now what do I want to talk about? Arby's or Chick-fil-A? Oh my god.
You can't do that to
don't
me.
Don't do that.
Well, but they're two different style restaurants, though.
Which one, though? You want the beef or you want the chicken?
Today I want the beef, but some days I want the chicken.
Yeah, the beef.
I love them
all. I would go with Chick-fil-A because I'm just a chicken nerd.
I like Chick-fil-A's breakfast and their lemonade and their iced coffee.
I never get those.
So you see, I okay.
But I like Chick-fil-A sauce, so like I'm a
my god.
I could put that stuff on anything.
I put it on a burger.
I don't think I've ever used
that. Yeah, you said that. You're like, guys, I have anything.
I dip my pizza. Like, I get little packets of it, and I just hoard them.
Me too.
And then, like,
I
yes.
never got Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, you need to. It's good.
You have to ask for it.
It's like drugs.
Okay, question.
Yeah, it is.
Has anybody here ever had Wendy's breakfast?
Yes.
No.
No. I didn't even know.
Wendy's does not have breakfast in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Which makes me mad. I was in Orlando, and I was in the airport.
They did have it.
They did, yeah. But I was in Orlando at the airport, and it was Sunday, so Chick-fil-A was closed. So I was like, well, my life is over. So I went to Wendy's, and I got, it was like a chicken on a biscuit, but it was like honey chicken. And their breakfast potatoes. And it was so good.
I always go there every day. Me and my dad went there before school.
It was so good. And I was like so mad. I was like, wait, what do you mean they don't have, because I asked Matt, and I was like, what do you mean they don't, he's like, when I was working there, that's when they stopped serving Wendy's for breakfast.
Why?
Like,
I don't understand.
I don't know. It was so good. Because like,
you want to compete with
obviously
McDonald's.
It wasn't Chick-fil-A style.
Yeah, you're
like,
not,
like,
you're
it was
not
good. It was like sweet.
Against McDonald's and all that.
I don't know. Wendy's is
Wendy's was
the,
really, like,
yeah,
I would rather have
too.
Wendy's breakfast.
The only thing
I'm gonna
I get at McDonald's are pancakes.
I don't like the pancakes.
I like the McGriddles.
McGriddles?
Sausage McGriddles.
Yes.
That's
my
thing.
My mom's like, that's gross.
How
I'm like, that,
go
I'm like
no,
wrong.
It's not.
How can
wait.
You go wrong with pancakes? Like
one
sandwich.
Time, I got, I just wanted a plain bagel at McDonald's at home. They put a piece of lettuce on my plain bagel.
That's weird.
I was like, how do you, what? Why? I was so thrown off. I'm so
like a whole piece of lettuce?
Yes.
That's
just
weird.
One piece
that's
of lettuce.
That's odd. That's
I was
weird.
Triggered.
Maybe they were like, this is really throw her off.
Maybe.
My favorite thing from Taco Bell is the loaded potato griller.
I can't eat Taco Bell.
I get a loaded. Every time
it.
I go
never
to Taco Bell,
there.
I can't eat Taco
Bell. I don't get
I get the same
breakfast.
Thing.
I get the same thing. Mini chicken quesadilla and a loaded Chipotle chicken griller.
I get a nacho.
Taco Bell and me aren't friends.
I either get a loaded potato griller or the Fiesta potatoes and those Cinnabon bites. Because I can't not eat those.
This sounds like a song that I would play on DDR.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can we play DDR? Can we get DDR? Where do we get DDR?
My mom's school used to do DDR.
We used to do it for gym class,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, we did that in gym class.
Yeah,
we did
that.
We
had the, it was like an option.
I hated it.
I love DDR. We had it at my house, and
I
played all the time.
I remember my aunt and uncle got my sister's DDR, but it was my PlayStation, and I was so mad. I was like, you need to talk to me before you make these decisions, because now they're
Jim,
using
calm
it.
Down.
And like it was, and they were like, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, all right. And then I played it more than them, and I was like, oh, this is weird.
Can you get Rock Band?
Yes. I had Beatles Rock Band. It was only Beatles songs. It was
oh,
so
that'd be cool.
Good.
Yeah, I should get Rock Band for my Xbox and then just jam out to myself.
Yes.
I like the people who used to play Guitar Hero, and they're like, I can really play guitar. I'm like, no, you can't.
I used to be able to play Guitar Hero behind my head.
Not the same.
What?
I used to be able to play Guitar Hero behind my head.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was only like easy and medium, like
but still,
like,
that's impressive.
I was pretty proud of myself.
Is this my girl Ari?
This is your girl Ari and Miley.
Oh,
they're wearing a Miley is dressed as a unicorn currently, and Ariana is dressed as a mouse.
I think I've heard
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she's hot.
She is.
Hey, you can't spell Ariana without Ian. I tweeted out.
What was
it?
Brandon was
she
Brandon Allen
anything.
Was like sitting on his phone while you guys were in the editor's meeting. He just goes, oh my god. I was like, what? He's like, me and Bella Thorne have the same phone case. I was like,
he showed me that and I was like, you should just message her and say, wow, it's meant to be we have the same phone case.
Send her a selfie. I was like, it's a selfie of her in her underwear. Like, just
so he showed me and I was like, okay.
I was like, well, I don't know if you want me to tell you.
Yeah,
like,
you're just screaming into the mic.
What?
What?
She just screamed into the mic.
I don't know, like, if she does anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, no, she's not the girl who used to scream into the mic.
Yeah, she was never great.
I love
there was one version of her, she was just...
I loved
it. It was bad.
What is the song that she...
She was like, she looked
Black
like...
Black Widow, baby.
Yeah, Black Widow. That's a good one.
Black
I was
Widow,
playing,
baby.
I always played that.
I liked Black Widow.
But, you know, like, that was the one thing. I always did it when I was cutting grass. It was really weird. I don't know why.
Glad I played Black Widow now.
Yeah, but it was, she like has an oddly shaped body that was oddly attractive, and I was like, you look weird, but I'm oddly attracted to you. It's just, it was an odd thing.
She was, yeah.
Like, she was disproportionate, it seemed.
She was disproportionate.
I'm a bear.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
I'm the cutest mouse bear ever.
Would you stop being the way that you are?
Usually that's said to me.
No, I always go, why are you the way that you are?
Because of me, and then I'm awesome.
All right, favorite B-dubs which flavor? Go.
Asian zing.
Asian zing.
Garlic.
Yeah, I'm a garlic.
Parmesan.
I'm a garlic girl.
Lemon pepper, dry rub.
Asian.
Yeah, I love garlic parmesan, lemon pepper, the salt and vinegar, or the dry buffalo. But like garlic parmesan will always be my.
But I'm a classic of that, just classic BBQ. Mm.
Yeah.
Asian.
But I'm like hot things. I'm like hot things.
I love
so
mustard.
Like,
oh, you don't like hot things.
No, like, I'm a baby when it comes to that.
I
can't do anything hot.
See, okay.
Like, that Southwest sauce isn't that hot, and I can't eat it.
When my uncle decided his new phase would be cooking, he loves things spicy. So, like, we didn't get a say in the matter. Like, if he was cooking. And then when my parents would go, my dad would go on a convention for work every year, so my uncle and aunt would watch us when we were little. And that's when he took advantage of, like, let me try all these new recipes, because your mom's not here to yell at me for giving you spicy food. And I swear to God, I couldn't taste things for, like, 2 days after he was done watching us. Like, my taste buds were, like, sizzled off.
Yeah. My dad would always make me, like, eat spicy things.
My dad likes, like, he doesn't like it being, like, you can't enjoy it.
I mean, like, it was good, but
so
I was like,
big on.
I'm done. So, like, now, like, spice really doesn't affect my life.
Like,
there's still some things I can't
but
eat.
But that's,
like,
my brother. Him and his wife had a baby, and she always ate spicy food. So then, like, through the breast milk, like, he would then, like, get, like, he would then have, like, acid reflux because, like,
because
it was too spicy for him. And she goes, I now have to stop eating spicy things until I'm done. She was so disappointed.
My dad was on his medication probably like a year ago now or so. And it messed up his tongue and spiciness, it like, mild B-dubs bothers it. But he always, like, tries it. Well, he tries it, and then every time he's miserable after, because his tongue just hurts. I don't know what the problem is.
That's like a cheats. The one time I got boom boom sauce, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have gotten that.
One time we went to Pizza Hut, and my uncle took, like, the shaky stuff, like the spicy stuff. Downtown a plate went $5. Lick it.
I made
$5. It really wasn't that spicy. Like, that stuff's actually not that spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just pepper, isn't it?
The flakes?
I don't know. 10-year-old Morgan just wanted her $5.
Yeah, that is true. 10. I would have done anything at 10.
Same as Ashitisto?
I don't like Ashitisto.
What? And do you hate America?
I mean, I am Russian.
That's right.
That's true.
You should tell everyone in your Russian class you're from Russia.
No,
you're the most popular kid in Russia.
No, I don't want to. They'll be asking.
You should say you're like a famous pop star from Russia that speaks perfect English.
They both are.
Right. It doesn't know any Russian. Yeah, right.
I love her.
But no, I don't really like Ashley Tisdale. It's her nose. It bothers me.
What?
Ashley Tisdale, her, like, first album. And it was, like, kind of raunchy for how old I was.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friend Megan, like, Megan Rosowski, she got it, but she didn't want her dad to listen to it. So, she would, like, have to, like, hide this Ashley Tisdale CD from him.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
It
wasn't, like, terrible, but, for us being,
Kim Kardashian
12,
just decided, like, we're fine.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, she's just like, oh, I'm just gonna expose everything. I'm like, you're a mom now. Could you stop? Like,
why would you name your baby Chicago?
Chicago West. That sounds like an airport. Hey, we're going to Chicago West.
I still like when they named Northwest.
Northwest,
and Jake Bell was like, in honor of Northwest, my first child would be named Taco. And
Taco
Bell was like, yeah, we approve. It's fine.
Taco Bell, that'd be good. I like
that.
Sponsor
your baby. Oh, we are playing Drake Bell's new song on the break.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've listened to it yet.
So good. The video was, like, wild.
Mm.
Okay, now let's go around the room.
Okay.
He's hot.
And say our favorite Christmas presents.
I'm
not gay, but he's hot.
He is hot.
And if you know what your opposite sex name would have been.
My parents already told me if I was a boy, I'd be named Michael.
I would have been Sarah. They didn't know until I came out because I was stubborn and I had my legs crossed.
No, you
every
can't.
Every time
no.
they every
ultrasound.
Every ultrasound, my legs were crossed.
I don't know, but
mystery
I know
man.
My parents almost named me Bobby Joe.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bobby G?
I would have been so mad.
What was I gonna say? I was supposed to be a twin too.
I don't know what mine would have been because I'm adopted.
Eddie was supposed to be a twin.
Mm-hmm.
I do know my Russian name is Boris, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I call you Boris?
You
know.
No, Mike Evans is Boris.
but his real name is Boris.
Yeah,
so you actually are Boris.
But like when I was like 18, I was like, I want to change my name back to Boris. And I was like, well, you know, that's like 500, like.
That's a lot of money.
And then she goes, so you like really need to do it because like you're not, then you know, you just change all your stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that'd be cool, like Boris Schultz.
Like
Boris
be,
Schultz.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, like that'd be cool, but I didn't do it just because I didn't want to go through that. Because then like my mom's like, well, your name goes to your grandpa, and I'm like,
should we start calling him James? We start calling
him
James.
Oh, Carolina. Carolina now calls me Jimmy, and I'm like, this is weird. I haven't been called Jimmy since like third grade.
But Delora calls Will Kirsch. He calls him Bill, and I'm like, how is Bill short for Will? Like.
It is.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But like
for Will?
Yeah, Bill is short for Will.
Well, that's
like
that's
how?
Like that's,
Billy,
well, that's like that's like
Billy's
Dick.
Real name
that's like
is
Dick is
oh,
is short
well,
for Witcher.
Yeah,
like, how does that work?
And Bill are the same exact thing.
I like
Will and Bill. Yeah.
Robert and Dick. I don't get that one.
Wait, Robert? I thought it was Richard.
No,
Richard.
Yeah,
yeah,
Robert's like Bob.
Yeah.
Robert, Bob. When I see that,
Robbie,
Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
All
right. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
I'll put on Drink Bell's Rewind.
All right, let's do it. I thought that was a productive second half of the show.
Not knowing what we were going to talk
about. Question,
yeah.
Guys. My mom's name's Beth.
Yeah.
True or false? Her real name is Elizabeth.
False.
False.
What's her real name?
Well, everyone thinks Tori's real name's Victoria, and she's like, no, it's just
that's
Tori.
The thing. Like, people literally
name
their kid like Bob.
What?
It's not Robert, it's Rob.
Oh, that's.
Like, it's Bob. Like,
yeah.
Some people name their kid, like, Bob. Or, like, Katie. Like, it's Katie. Not
yeah.
Catherine. Not Caitlin.
It's
Katie. It's
Katie.
I call her Catelyn from, like, Game of Thrones. He literally named people things that were, like, Jeffrey, but his name is Joffrey. And then Caitlin, but her name's Catelyn.
I know someone, my dad worked, so he doesn't work there anymore. But
oh,
Drake
Bell.
Joffrey,
like. SP. I don't know if they swear in the songs.
That's
not
we'll
see.
It's just going to be on Jocelyn's head. But Jocelyn's running.
Yeah, blame
it. Blame it on the
Hi, Greg.
What's up, Greg?
Yo, what's up, Greg?
Yo, I have heard this.
Yeah!
Yeah, y'all wet!
What's up, Warren? It's raining.
It's
I forgot my sweater.
It's raining.
It's
sideways raining.
We have big old rain.
Oh, so Bruno and I, Bruno, Mike and I, and Aaron, he watched a porno last night.
That
was one of those softcore ones.
What?
I don't know. It's just
a softcore.
They don't.
What guys do? I don't understand.
No, and it was literally the sun in it. It was about these hicks. And the son in it was literally Lenny from Of Mice and Men. He was like smacking himself, and then he like
pulled it.
Man. I don't know. I was like,
never
I can't.
Yeah.
It was more funny than like, it was more like a comedy with sex in it than like a porn. I was like, this is retarded. Who would ever make this?
I mean, you watched
this. That was true. I mean, I wasn't in
charge
of it.
We had a conversation last on the way back. We just
yeah, we'll be right back in the morning.
Hey.
Yeah, Johnson, I washed my road shoes. Look how clean they are.
What did you wash?
My shoes, dude.
Okay, you don't want to ask people.
They were nasty.
You know what?
Morning,
shoes are supposed to look like this. Because you're supposed to wear them.
I did wear them, but
I
had salt water.
I decided to...
I don't know if these are salt.
Which means the next
sweat,
song.
Just
salt.
Really.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, these are pretty rough.
Like,
I do have to be careful. These are just so
good.
It's
five pages long.
It's like
about 4,000 words.
Yeah,
nicely
yeah,
worn gloves.
I think it's pretty well. I share it with Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I figured, I'm like, this is probably the best time to post it.
Post it,
yeah,
and then come back.
Yeah.
It was insane.
What's up, Mr.
He only texted me. I was like, I told him congrats.
Oh,
something. Cool. And he just texted me two
this
words.
Is the best
he's like,
one
he's like
these.
Amazing. Unbelievable.
Hey, do you have a cousin named Jason?
I don't know if I've ever had the white
chocolate.
Jason's so hard.
I
like
the
s'mores. S'mores is good.
Not that I know.
But this one's really, really good.
I'm sorry.
It's like a sweet one.
I had a friend
named
Jason
sweet.
Carney.
Yeah, it's a, Carney's a popular last name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. I've met another Logan Carney.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's
Logan
that's
doesn't know this, but just because you go to a carnival and call somebody Carney is something else.
What about the carnival my family owns?
Yeah, that's right.
You
in Seattle?
Are you kidding?
No. yes. Yes.
Are you going to check out Station 19 there, Ian?
Okay, I was making sure.
The Seattle, Washington fire. Fire show about this, just spun off of Grays.
Oh man,
acoustic. Stop swearing in it.
I don't know.
Well, she already set the apple. We're fine.
True.
Oh, don't. It's gonna be cold now because your hat's wet, you jackaloon.
My hat's dry. My hood was
wet. Oh, very smart. Oh, he has no cause. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel. Wow. You have to ask for him to open the door. Yeah. I said, could you just open the door for her? Is she struggling? And he was like, she's gonna ask. This is a weird version, but I like it. I like it.
What? Fucking movie. I love them both so much.
What, you?
Yeah, they're so fucking hilarious.
They are fun. I like them
Dog,
more than I thought.
My water broke. It's
okay.
I can buy you a new one at the gas station.
I like them a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah, they're really fucking funny.
What? What is this?
Goons.
I love her.
The one about Duncan Glass.
Oh, yeah!
Have you seen the second one? They're both so fucking funny.
That's
you know
I like the first one better.
You know what I've been selling a lot lately? Fucking ceramic dolls. Just sit them somewhere and it's like so fucking nice. You've been fucking your cousin Cheryl? I mean, it's not really fucking her. I mean, it's paying rent. I'm like, what?
He's so polite. Oh, sorry.
That's the chat.
Was that for the hangover?
Is
it
chat?
Dude, I didn't like the third one.
I have a giraffe.
Poof. I didn't like the third one. It was stupid.
It's funny because it's bad.
Not at the table, baby Carlos.
But aren't the kids a white? Not my problem.
Aren't we getting older? I mean, I'm getting older.
Jim's closer to 30 now.
It's funny. Some kid goes, is there fireworks going on? And the one he goes, no, probably just people hitting the potholes. Oh, there's a pothole getting onto the 376.
You mean over there by like
by Carnegie, like getting on?
Oh.
Oh, I almost wrecked my damn car. I was like,
you hit those two right there in front of like that cannon building?
Oh yeah.
On the left.
Oh god,
those are
like
fucking.
Especially when it was really snowing the one time and I couldn't see it, all of a sudden there's rocks flying. I'm like, where is this coming from? Yeah, it's people ripping up the wreck.
Yeah,
like,
that bridge is destroyed.
I was like, oh.
They need to redo that really bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're going to, like, I always drive in the left lane. And, like, I can't get over sometimes because there's.
Yeah, so then you have to slow down like an asshole.
Nah, I was going like 40 yesterday when I hit him. I was like, eh,
boom. Oh, we're going.
Oh, what was that laugh?
it was not.
Can you do it
again? No. I don't think I'm on. Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, you're on. Congratulations.
Oh, my head's cold.
Oh, yes, I was hoping you would see that.
Alright, so it's time for that special time where we all read the dining menu together.
Oh, Leon.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sometimes
I'm
on
trash
my
today.
Quesadilla. Otherwise,
oh,
it smells like feet to me.
Quesadilla.
I really like it when
I like me a quesadilla.
Like a toenail. You
That's
say my name.
I'm terrified.
Alright, Ian, what is in the PNC Colonial Cafe?
Spoon and fork lunch, we got pierogies,
ooh,
roast turkey,
ooh,
and a veggie burger,
ew,
crowd pleaser, blue waters, soups of the day, but wedding, chili, lentil, and steak and potato, salad bar is the Greek salad, and firehouse grill, the sunrise burger, but that has an egg on it, and then wraps, any wrap, and then you get shrimp Caesar wrap, and the bravissimo lunch. Fun Friday, banana bread a la mode, and then the specialty
so
pizza, smoked Gouda bacon, and pepperoni rolls.
Let us have pepperoni balls for a second.
I wish.
Oh,
what are pepperoni balls?
Speaking of that, hold on. Olive Garden came out with meatball bowls.
Oh, looks like we're going there for lunch.
Pepperoni balls.
Okay,
it's,
so,
it's
all right.
Dough.
So in Wheatley...
Right. There's pepperoni inside.
Oh, okay. So it's like a pepperoni.
Which is open from
7
a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's not.
The lunch special is grilled salmon with rice. Soup of the day is chili, which is gluten-free. Tomato, which is gluten-free
and
vegetarian. And chicken tortilla, which is also gluten-free.
Chicken tortilla?
Yes, chicken tortilla, not tortilla. All
right.
Sandwich special is grilled cheese. Ham and pepper jack panini and eggplant panini. All right.
Oh, what's in Romo's?
The usual fried shrimp po' boy.
Po' boy!
Soup of the day, chicken noodle, and sausage and kale. That sounds delightful. The dinner special is walking taco.
Oh, yeah,
walking
taco. I love walking
taco.
Oh,
after the pregame, I'll give myself a walking taco.
I prefer mine running, but, you know, walking's fine.
In Yorktown, if you're able to hit up the breakfast, you had yourself some pancakes. For lunch, we had some cheesesteak going on. And the soup of the day was also tomato, which is vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
See, why is the soup in Wheatley vegetarian and gluten-free, but the one in Yorktown is only vegetarian?
That's weird.
That is weird.
And potato. But the one in the Wheatley is gluten-free.
Oh,
that's
tomatoes?
My question.
Is there no gluten in milk?
I don't know. Dinner, there's beef stroganoff over egg noodles.
Ooh.
There was a big pile of that outside of Concord this week.
I saw that.
We also have the meatball, the calzone.
Oh, my.
We also have General So's wings.
Ooh,
and a mint chocolate chip milkshake.
Ooh.
All right. Fun fact of the day. Did you know today is National Banana Bread Day as well as National Chili Day? Hence all the chili and banana bread on the menu.
Makes sense now. Yesterday was National Margarita Day. Why weren't there margaritas on the menu?
Well, I don't know. Jocelyn's in her own world right now. It's all right.
All right, well, I think that's it.
Sam's sitting back there like, what is this show?
Don't touch me! All right, any final thoughts? We had hockey today. Oh, Greg's got something to say.
That is all.
Thank you. We didn't break any microphones or spill any coffee today.
Yeah.
I almost swore once. Correct now. Alright, I'ma end this now.
Alright, hold on,
remember.
Click it or ticket, it's the law.
Kevin Stallings, I still don't like you.
He really blows me away. I didn't mute it yet.
Oh,
now it's me.
Jesus. That's the end.
I hope that gets 2,000.